Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, it's always such a pleasure to have you with us. And of course, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Not that we'll be doing an awful lot. Well, we won't be going anywhere for it, but that doesn't mean, as we say every week, that we can't plan. And I think it's probably fair to say, because, well, I've read the reports, that a lot of couples are under a certain amount of pressure. In fact, in some countries, divorce cases are going through the roof. So I think for anybody who might be wobbling at the moment, perhaps maybe a nice romantic weekend away to look forward to might actually just help a tad. And that's what we're putting the spotlight on this week.
Yeah, absolutely, Carol. Good morning to you. Good morning to the listeners, and a happy Valentine's Day in advance of tomorrow. Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. I mean, I've been reading, Carol, all over the newspapers, you know, about Valentine's specials and people getting special romantic dinners delivered at home. And, you know, there'll be no problem getting a table this year because, of course, you'll be eating at home and all this carry on. But so a place, Carol, that I've been going to for years, and probably I think one of my favorite cities in Italy actually is catnip for romantic breaks. And I suppose that would be Verona, right, in Italy. And going back to Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, you know, which of course the famous balcony is there. Romance is quite simply, Carol, what Verona would represent. And yes, I'm talking about planning something there, like later on in the year, possibly, hopefully in September or something like that. But look, it's on the Adige River. It's not only home to Romeo and Juliet's balcony, of course, which, you know, if you go there and you rub Juliet's breast, which is in bronze, it's meant to bring you luck in love for the rest of your life.
And if
you, yes,
that's,
I know.
That's where I went wrong, obviously, Ed.
I know, yeah. A bit of breast rubbing in Verona, Carol, you can't beat it. But no, if you actually, if you stand under the balcony, the whole actual experience is meant to bring you great luck and love. And of course, the opera there in Verona is, of course, the famous thing, the Arena di Verona, where I went, Carol, and I've seen Aida and I saw Tosca there, and it's in the outdoors and it's absolutely beautiful. Now, the festival, which is in its 15th year, won't be probably going ahead in any way this summer. It kind of goes in August, September. We're not sure what's happening with it yet. But Valentine's Day every year, the whole of Verona, and they're still doing it now this year, the whole of the area around there is all candles. They've got heart-shaped markets there. They do sort of, the whole city kind of is kind of brought alive. Now, as I said, it'll be a little bit different, obviously, now this weekend. But Verona, Carol, is beautiful because it's home to all these gorgeous art galleries as well. It's full of medieval paintings and frescoes. The Achille Fonti Gallery of Modern Art, the Castel Vecchio, which is the older one, which is full of beautiful paintings. And the whole city, of course, with the Roman Amphitheatre, where the actual opera takes place. When you go there, you just, you know, it's just, the whole city is just full of love. Everywhere you go, they really push this, I guess, in a way, but it's gorgeous. And again, you feel like you're back in the 13th and the 14th century, sort of, when the Della Scala family used to rule Verona. Even the Second World War, Carol, couldn't rob it of its beauty because a few of the bridges were damaged, but it was all rebuilt and the bricks were all put back in place again. Everything was kind of fixed back to its original style. And you know, you're talking about here, Carol, the home of the Montagues and the Capulets, do you remember, from Shakespeare? So again, beautiful, and it's very outdoorsy, Verona. There's lots of outdoors markets. A lot of the beautiful things that you see there are sort of outdoors as well. You know, the other famous play, Carol, that Shakespeare wrote there as well, The Two Gentlemen of Verona, there's legend walks you can do and go around and kind of follow in the footsteps of all of this stuff. So it's really, really lovely. I mean, if you haven't been there before, it would be a great time to plan, as I said, for later on in the year. It really would be a great place. And I mean, Italy, of course, ticks the boxes, Carol, with so many things in terms of music, food. It's a real country where you can experience romantic love. And of course, the cities there are gorgeous, and no better one than Verona. And then just beside Verona, Carol, literally just about 2 hours away, you have the beautiful Lake Garda. I stayed in Riva del Garda, which again is this gorgeous town on the lake, bell towers, etc. And again, stunning. Swimming in the lake, you're surrounded by the gorgeous Dolomite Mountains, and it's just beautiful and so easy. I think it was about €5, Carol, to get the bus from Riva to Verona. So everything is really affordable there. Mm. But a gorgeous combination of that, because Lake Garda would be very popular with people here, and a place that I had one of the best holidays I ever had in Italy on Lake Garda. And then to combine that with a night in Verona, and I stayed in a beautiful old style bed and breakfast there called Art and Breakfast. And again, very, very cheap. I remember having a pizza and a bottle of Chianti with my friend in the square just beside the arena before the opera. And it was €11 each.
Wow. You know?
So it's very, very affordable. And again, a city, as I said, with a beating heart going back to the 13th and 14th century. And, you know, it's just the city of romance and love. And I thought for Valentine's weekend, this would be the perfect location to start planning for. And for the arena, for the opera, they'll be doing lots of virtual things again this year. Arena.it is the website for that. And Italia.it would be the one as well for kind of for Italy. But it's, as I said, a great place, Carol, to plan for. Have you been to Verona yourself?
I haven't, no. Sure, I told you I didn't rub the breast of Juliet.
Oh, yes, sorry. Absolutely. I'm so caught up, Carol, with the love of Verona, I'm not listening to you properly at all. Apologies.
I have to say, though, Ed, it does actually sound fabulous and certainly something to look forward to. And we could all do probably with a bit more romance in our lives. And even though it didn't quite work out for Romeo and Juliet, let's face it, that doesn't mean that it won't work out for the rest of us.
No, absolutely. And listen, Carol, just in case if you're interested in beautiful leather, like handbags and belts and stuff like that, Verona has the most beautiful markets and incredible value for handbags. I remember my mother going there years ago and I had to pry her out of the place with a crowbar because she went absolutely mental buying handbags. So,
and you say that like it's a bad thing. What's wrong with you?
No, I know. Absolutely. Beautiful for outdoor shopping and very affordable. So what could be more romantic as your partner buying you lovely handbags or whatever. As I said, Verona, catnip for lovers, Carol.
Fabulous. And what a lovely, lovely idea now for this weekend. So Ed, thank you very much for that. And happy Valentine's Day to you tomorrow, whatever you're doing. Probably not very much, but anyway, something to look forward to for sure. And in the meantime, let me just remind anyone, if you have any questions as we begin slowly but surely, hopefully this year, to get back to some kind of travel plan, you can always email Ed in and he's always happy to answer your questions. ed@traveltalk.ie. We'll put all that information up on the Travel Talk website and up on the Sunshine website as well. And Ed, we'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
Absolutely, Carol. Have a lovely weekend.
Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.